Hello once again from Heritage in Gary. The Road Show continues. We're at the Homestead Campus with Robin Schroeder, Director of Sales. I should say that twice because last week I don't even think I said it. Director of Sales here at Heritage. Hello, Robin.
Welcome back to Heritage this morning, Dennis.
We're going to welcome back a guest who was on in the early weeks of this program in just a few minutes. But first, it is that harvest time of year, and you wanted an opportunity on this and maybe some subsequent shows to mention a harvest-related luncheon that is happening here at Heritage Homestead in Gary.
That's right. We're going to have a harvest luncheon on November 11th, and we're going to host that up at the Homestead Stables viewing room.
Oh, wow. How sweet. So everybody will be able to see what's happening there while they're enjoying lunch.
That's right. And if it's a little chilly, we can start the fireplace.
Wow. Now, this is something that you want people to give you a call if they want to be a part of.
Sure. If they want to come join us, they're more than welcome to join us. They should give us a call, RSVP to 716-763-5608.
And this would be people who are interested in learning about your stables or just interested in learning about what happens at the Heritage Homestead campus.
All of that, yes. If they would like to come meet us in a wonderful social setting, talk to some of our residents and meet with some of the staff, learn a little bit more about Heritage, that's the day to come out.
Now, introduce our returning special guest, if you would.
Well, a local celebrity here at Heritage is Mr. Don Peterson joining us this morning.
Don Peterson is back, and we were just talking about the harvest luncheon. He's a man who knows a lot about harvests because he was in agriculture for many years. Welcome back, Don.
Hi, Dennis. It's good to be back.
And I understand that you were, even as we speak out here in the Heritage today, recording this program, you were out in the field, so to speak, this morning.
I was interrupted in my golf game. I was asked to see if I could be here to talk with you about Heritage.
Oh, I'm sorry we brought you in from the field just to...
Actually, it had started to rain, so I really, it was time that I quit.
Well, Don, you are an example of an extraordinarily active, committed person to the community and very active in your own life. As well, yeah, golfing. You told me just a little while ago that you're growing things all summer long for the people here at Heritage. So you and your wife live here, and you have a very engaged life.
We do, and that's one of the beauties of living here. You can really fill your life with a lot of activity, and there's especially if you're able to move about, do things physically. There's just a lot to do.
We have been watching, Robin and I, the construction of the community center right out here in the quadrangle. We're at Robin's sales office, by the way, here at Heritage. And right outside her front door, we've been watching kind of sidewalk supervisors recently, all of the framework going up for the community center, something that I know you are quite keen on seeing completed in the not-too-distant future.
We're pretty excited about this. Heritage has had a... situation where residents who required meals received their meals brought up from the skilled care center. And it worked just fine. I think the meals were satisfactory. But we're excited because there's going to be a new dining room for the Berquist or assisted living people. And those of us in apartments and in individual residents are also going to have a dining room that will be serviced by a chef, and the local public will be able to come and enjoy a meal. We're pretty excited. We expect it to be done probably in the fall of 2020.
Well, and you think about people getting together for a meal, and there's automatically some social aspects of that, some fun things that come when people get together. It's a very stimulating atmosphere. And sometimes people can think that coming and living in a retirement community, if you'll allow me, it doesn't have any of that. You, throughout this discussion, are telling me there's just lots of that here already and more to come.
We just are active all the time. We have, within our own building, we have social events. We had a birthday party here a week or so ago, a man celebrating his 90th birthday. Janet and I provided pie for the sales and the total staff here at about a week ago, and they ate it all up.
There wasn't much prodding to get them to do that, so just a little few tears here and there and sad faces. So,
well, all of these advantages and pie from the Petersons as well. Nowhere else in the world can you get all of this. Don, thank you for coming by.
Thanks, Dennis. I'm glad you're here to spread the word about Heritage.
Well, I always enjoy interacting with you. It always ends with a smile and a laugh.
We enjoy each other. We sure do.
Robin, I guess that wraps it up for this one. Again, that harvest luncheon that we were talking about will occur on the 11th.
Yes, it'll be the 11th of November at Homestead Stables. We're going to be starting that meal at about noon. And if someone wants to come and join us, they should just give us a call, 763-5608. We'll be happy to reserve a spot for them. Come join us.
The Robin Schroeder Roadshow, that's what we're calling us once in a while. Our next program from Heritage will be a week from this time. Please tune in then.